This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Some people play by the rules, but the real game changers break them. I'm Soraya, and on Rule Breakers, we're talking to the risk takers, the rebels, and the ones rewriting the playbook. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
Well, yeah. I'll just comment on our big mistake.
Yeah.
You know, we're
wasn't
surprised.
Our mistake.
You
say that was not our mistake.
Surprise.
Yeah, no mistake. Surprise.
Where we are at with our debt, and we issue COPs, which are certificates of participation, to borrow to, one, cover our surprise, and two, to just finish the project at the high school. So that was $12 million.
Wow, that's part of a campaign ad for my friend David Randleman, who's running for the school board down in Lindbergh. Wouldn't you love to know what's going on at these board meetings where they could just lose $12 million of your tax dollars? That's why these school board elections are so important coming up 1 week from today. And I've got David on the phone this morning. David, welcome back. How are you?
All right. Doing well. Thank you, Mark,
so,
for having me.
You know, I noticed this video is from a school board meeting last year. It sounds like there was just poor oversight here, and they started a construction project before they should have, and there were big cost overruns. What happened?
Well, that's exactly it. What we witnessed there is a situation where the school went ahead without a permit from the county, and I realized that the county may have been delayed in some of their permits, but they went ahead and they started pouring foundation. Now, really, the amazing thing about all of this is not just that they did that and none of the board members challenged or asked why did we do that or keep anyone accountable, but then they added on to it additional work that became $12 million, which they took with a special loan that ended up being part of the last Prop R. And that wasn't transparent to the community at all. And I want to point one thing so that everyone understands. We are going to pay $13,000. Every household, average household in this Lindbergh Schools District is going to pay $13,000 extra in taxes by 2045 because of this kind of spending.
Wow. Well, I mean, this is what they get elected to do, is provide oversight. That clearly you found some examples here of where that's not happening. Are there other issues specific to Lindbergh that you're hoping to have an impact on? What's going on down there with curriculum and other issues?
Yes. Well, thanks for asking. Really, what's happening in all schools around is that our demographics are starting to stagnate. We're not having a lot of children. And so we're going to see a population collapse. And even in the next 5 years, we're going to start seeing stagnation and decline. And for schools to survive and be competitive, we need to make sure that they are academically successful. Lindbergh Schools has been declining academically. That's a known fact. And I believe that we need to be competitive. We need to go back to being one of the top school districts in our state like we used to be and draw families over to our area. That's really a matter of looking at the future.
Voter turnout is really pathetic for these smaller elections. And you have people who say, oh, they're not important, or I don't have kids in the district. What do you say to some of those people who feel like it's not necessary for them to turn out and vote next Tuesday?
Well, my hope is that with seeing the taxes and waste, I mean, most people who've lived in this district know that their taxes in the last 20 years have probably tripled, and they're going to continue and go up every assessment 3% and 4% year over year. And so we have to get someone in the board who can be responsible on taxes, curb the spending, and even lower our debt levy, which is now at 83 cents for every $100 assessed.
Wow.
So That's what I'm calling for. Please get people on the board who will answer to you, the citizens, and not the and not just accept what the school wants.
Well, you got to get some common sense on there for sure. David Randleman, where can people go who are listening to find out more about your candidacy?
Yes. Well, I have a terrific website called Randleman.com. That's RANDELMAN.com. I have a video series that I created this year, which really delves into all the things going on at the school. I think you'll be shocked. You'll be surprised. And if that doesn't get you out to vote, I don't know what will.
Yeah. Well, let's hope it gets a lot of people out to vote. David Randleman, thank you and best of luck next Tuesday.
Thank you, sir.
You bet. Absolutely. And David is listed in my voter guide, which you can find at 971talk.com. I've got a lot of these local school board races listed in there. It's important stuff, as you heard him mention. Who knows if this is going on in your district, but if you've got people on there who are running on the issue of transparency, you're going to find out about it. You need to have some voices on there that aren't going to go along to get along and who are going to vote and do what's in the best interest of your kids and get rid of some of this, these woke policies that are distracting the kids from actually learning. These test scores are falling everywhere, so we need to vote next Tuesday for sure. 971talk.com is where you can find that.
Get more at 971talk.com.